verification from anybody that there was actually any poop anywhere. So, you know, I'm speaking, without any kind of solid information, so to speak.
Well, that's the other thing. They didn't say if it was a lot of poop or one big, huge turd, you know, a 200-pound turd, you know, that would be something.
Well, you know, maybe there was a circus in town.
No, I thought about even an attack of a 50-foot woman. A normal person poops about a half a pound. That would only be 5 pounds. This would have to be a 1,000-foot woman. That's bigger than Godzilla.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like one of those urban legend things. you just don't even believe. But, you know, it was such a ridiculous accusation. And particularly in light of the fact that everything we tried to do, you know, to make San Lorenzo Park at least a little bit safer and a little bit more public health conscious, and we are succeeding.
Yeah, well, this would add, they said it had nothing to do with it, but there was an implication, and supposedly they called out environmental services or something. They had the hazmat suits and everything.
Well, that was, what happened is somebody had gone to Dominican Hospital and complained of being warm. They weren't even, it wasn't even verified that they were an occupier or a homeless person living in San Lorenzo Park.
Isn't it true that they worked at John Barisoni's office and there's actually a ringworm?
I have any idea, but Noah Shepardson was telling me that they did bring in some county health people and stuff, and they didn't cite nor document any cases of ringworm or no cases of scabies.
Yeah.
Nothing was verified or reported.
They find any poop? No poop?
It's just one of these things. It's just a big scare tactic, and I think it's unfair.
Well, also, you know, notwithstanding their hazmat suits, they're guilty of unclean hands here, right?
No question about it.
I mean, they're on an injunction. They're getting an injunction. That's at equity. And in order to seek equity, you must do equity. And in this case, do equity.
That's one of those least actions. You know them well.
Yeah. So, I mean, because there's a poop problem because they close the bathrooms at midnight. There's going to be a poop problem.
Yeah. So, well, but you know what? It seems to me that the real issue is, you know, our willingness to put in at our, you know, expense and with really the help of the Parks and Rec, two completely clean, porta-potties right down in San Lorenzo Park, right where everybody is, plus the one we have on Water Street. Mm-hmm. So we've got three porta-potties for about 150 people, which is better than you find at anything. We had like five or six porta-potties at our festival we had down. We had 3,000 people.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So, I mean, per capita, with porta-potties, we're doing better than anybody.
Yeah, it's, well, I think you have too many porta potties. I think you need to form another encampment with one of those porta potties. That'll show. I mean, this was just a stalling technique for, they're just fucking these people at Occupy that don't realize that the double dealing of the government or something. They think they can cut a, some of the people there think they can cut a deal with the government, but I don't think so.
I think a matter of kind of opinion that differs from person to person. There's a lot of negotiations going on. Don Lane's been there several times, and they have a city liaison working group that's talking to him. So, talking really can't hurt anything.
But I mean, the suit is going forward. They're not stopping that. In fact, they're trying to hurry it up, I heard.
Well, I don't think there's any way that they can hurry it up now that we've kind of outflanked them in a way.
You did outplay them legally there.
Yeah, so, because we have some of the finest legal minds working on our
well,
as you well know.
Yes, I was going to say, I mean, Robert, it's been 9 years, and he hasn't even got a court on his Nazi salute. If we can drag out this Occupy thing for 9 years, we could build a whole new city there.
We may actually achieve some social economic change.
I mean, because that's the government uses delay when it favors them, and all of a sudden when it's against them, well, let's hurry this up,
Yeah.
We're suffering irreparable harm.
Yeah. And, well, it's interesting that they had timed that suit to coincide with the hearing on it to coincide with the expiration of the permit, and then their permit expired, and they still had the suit pending, and so they have kind of ex post facto, extended the time for us just by virtue of the fact they filed the lawsuit.
Uh-huh. They kind of screwed themselves there, really.
Well,
I don't know, but on the county side, they're busting boom, 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 left and right. Anybody, you got a blanket on your shoulders? I was even hearing if you carry a backpack, and I carry a backpack, they can bust you for lodging on the county grounds. You should just blow that out of the water.
Well, they were just, actually, there was a working group today that was going to go over and talk to Susan.
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yeah. The same old bullshit. Morello didn't show up, of course. She sent an assistant. And
I think I was just talking to somebody about that. I think I know who they sent. So.
Yeah, and then it was Wilson, I think, from the sheriff's department.
I mean, I think everybody's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this lawsuit, particularly if it stays in federal court.
Well, the thing is, though, this is, occupies are all over the state. All it takes is one case to win, and all the occupies fall under that umbrella almost, if the facts are similar.
Well, we're going to be leading the charge.
Well, really? No one else is really doing it?
I don't think anybody's taking any. Well, you know what? I don't think San Francisco's filed any federal court action, even though they're right there as a seat of a federal
it's
court.
It's easy for them to do it there, yeah.
I don't think anybody has, really. But we're doing it really in response to the city suit. But, of course, we'll be able to, once we stay in federal court, cross-complain against the city. I'm planning on doing that personally, and Ed's thinking about filing with the county. I'm not certain exactly how he's going to be able to do that and draw them in as a party. But, nevertheless, on constitutional grounds, it's going to be an interesting litigation if it stays in federal court.
You know, I mean, the lodging 647E is somewhat vague. It just says lodging, doesn't define it anywhere. And I went by when Chris got his ticket for sleeping in the day, to ask it for a records request, what their procedure is for a records request act on training materials for the deputies, because apparently the deputies know what lodging is, but they're not telling anyone else.
Well, I'll tell you, in my opinion, that the 647E lodging and the ambiguity of it is really ripe for federal adjudication, and that's
absolutely
what we're getting to get.
Yeah, so would you like to do a records request? You doing anything tomorrow?
What's that?
I'm going to be in town tomorrow. Are you doing anything?
Actually, I'm devoting the next 2 days to this Thanksgiving Day meal at Civic. So
oh, that's right.
I'll be working all day tomorrow and all day Thursday on that, but I'll be around Friday.
Yeah, because I'd like to get that training materials, because they must have something, right?
Yeah.
And if they have nothing, then it definitely is vague, you know. But I do believe they have something. I think Linda LeMaster just had a blanket around her shoulders, and that's what they're going to claim as lodging.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just protecting you from the cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as I say, I think if we can stay in federal court and we can adjudicate that amongst other issues, and I think we'll prevail.
Mm-hmm. Is there an unclean hands as an affirmative defense in federal law?
That's a general legal maxim, so it would apply equally in state or federal court. But
because
that's more like an affirmative defense. I'm not really that interested right now in affirmative defenses.
Oh, because you want to overturn it, right?
Yeah. If we stayed in federal court, we have to respond to their complaint, and then before we can file cross complaints. But that kind of thing is something we'd have to think about if we want to do that kind of affirmative action, affirmative defense. But we have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I mean, the violence in that park, the poop in that park, it was all there before Occupy arrived.
Yeah, no question about it.
And they're continuing to lock the bathrooms. They made Occupy unlock their bathrooms, but the city is continuing to lock theirs after midnight.
Doesn't
and they're not budget.
That doesn't seem fair. Fundamental fairness would require them to act in good faith.
Yeah, they're not acting in good faith, obviously. Yeah. Every one of their actions has been bad faith that I've seen against activists.
Yeah.
And will they get away from it in federal court? I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Hey, I got to run. So,
all right.
Hey, I'll talk to you. Good talking to you, man. Take
all
care.
All right. Thanks for being on. Bye.
All right, babe.
The Bill of Rights, Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Put on your gas mask and riot gear. You're listening to Small World Radio.